ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Jacob Greber is a senior political correspondent at the Australian Financial Review, the AFR. Welcome back.
Hey, g'day, Patricia.
Hey, Jacob, there are mixed views on the federal government's package, but it is almost $1 billion. So it's not nothing. It's nothing to scoff at. But there is still, obviously, people saying that there has to be more. You heard my interview with the Prime Minister.
I did.
How do you read it?
Look, I think what your interview demonstrates and the Prime Minister's responses demonstrate is the level of expectation is very, very high. They are trying to make an effort to address those issues. They're throwing money at the problem. They're doing that stuff around the sort of internet stuff around misogyny. I'm glad he didn't name the guy, but we all know who he's talking about. Especially if you're a parent, you're aware of that kind of material. So that's all very positive. The thing is, Labor played real hardball on this issue ahead of the last election. It was really one of the things that brought Morrison down very hard. And so the level of expectation is very, very high. And as we saw on the weekend, the anger and the sense that, you know, not enough is being done sort of landed on the Prime Minister at that rally here in Canberra. So you can see he's really struggling with that issue. The sort of initial part of this government, the first 2 years, they kind of focused on things like, if you recall, they put a 10-day domestic violence leave requirement on employers. So that kind of was a thing that landed on the private sector. Now you have all this demand for, I guess, you know, there's women who don't have jobs who are, and it's very likely that women who don't have jobs are going to be in this situation as well. That's just a reality. And so they don't get that support with the domestic violence leave. So now it's landing sort of directly on Albanese's head, and it's a tough one.
Okay, the other issue, and I just asked him at the end because I really wanted to focus on what I think is the most wicked problem in our community, which is the domestic violence, intimate partner violence. But the other issue, which of course is pretty disturbing, particularly for the people who suffered that violent assault and home invasion in Perth, a former immigration detainee being responsible, had his ankle monitor removed before the attack? I put that to the Prime Minister. He's really sort of, you know, trying to create a lot of arm's length with all this decision making.
Look, this is the photo of that poor woman are horrific. They were on the front pages of papers. People won't get lost in the detail, particularly about you know, the Community Protection Board. The ultimate blame will fall on the government, and the High Court made that decision. They've struggled to sort of address that around the legalities, and now they're in, you know, seeing this kind of thing. And I think the politics of this is really rough for Labor. There will be people who are, you know, supportive of the Labor position, but when you see that sort of thing, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, really tough. Okay. This story about the nest of spies uncovered in Australia.
Really fascinating, isn't it?
Now, you know, anytime you ask the government, it's why I didn't even decide to fit it in. They just straight ball it. They don't want to talk about it because we know that, you know, intelligence is fiercely guarded and there is not much talk about it. But this is hard for Australia, given our relationship with India and the fact that we regard them as a friend.
Well, I mean, it was interesting to go back to what the ASIO boss said at the time when he revealed the nest of spies. He didn't detail who they were. He said that would be a distraction. And you kind of, now that we know who it is, and it's come via the United States, that story sort of bubbled up over there. So we find out 4 years later, oh, it's India. Well, I'm not surprised that wasn't revealed at the time. That would have been very, very awkward for the government of the day, which was, you know, working with India on the Quad and things like that. Now, the difficulty here is also that it's not clear what those spies were up to. You know, there's strong suggestions they were spying on the Sikh community, but there's also a sort of hint there that they were trying to get hold of, you know, defence and sort of IT type information about airports. And it's just a reminder, you know, we're not international relations and spying. We're not in kindergarten here, are we, Patricia? I mean, all governments sort of do this stuff. I was reminded of the fact that the Americans were caught spying on Angela Merkel's government, you know, during the Obama administration. That's not that long ago. So you assume this stuff's going on all the time. The difficulty is when you get this sort of half-pregnant disclosure and then it comes out anyway in the long run. I don't think that's great.
Yeah, well put. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Patricia.
Jacob Greber is a senior political correspondent at the Australian Financial Review. You're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.